A woman who's both songwriter and poet, and tonight I believe she's going to read to us, and she has a feature here in January. Please welcome Betsy Binstock.
Summertime often gets me thinking about when I was a kid. And also Izzy's song made me think back a bit. This is called Haying in August. Summertime and haying trucks have lumbered up from Kozer's farm, full of men with sun-beaten backs who work in rhythm to comb and shear broad fields behind my grandfather's home. Their sturdy red tractor trails its slicing blades through the heavy-headed grain. The stolid horse lowers his head, dragging the hayrake along, a ray of arching spikes in tow, drawing the fallen strands into a graceful row. Then the baler follows behind, pressing hay into sharp-edged chunks, which one by one plop out into the field from a red metal spout. At last the final act begins, ballet of steady rhythmed men, blue-jeaned and leather-belted, pitchforking heavy bales up onto the bedded truck, blue and sturdy old machine, piloted by my brother, just turned 13. In the back of the truck, skillful packers, grizzled and solid, grab the flat-sided bales as they fly up and wedge them tight, wasting no space, riding their chariot with easy grace. Muscled backs and arms, ritual laughing calls, women clumped in easy conversation on the awning sheltered porch or low stone wall. In the sky, fat white clouds float by, casting brief shadows on the stubble as they flow. The smell of hay, fresh cut, still hovers over those meadows, silent remnant from so long ago.
Thank you, Betsy. That was just lovely. One more big hand for Betsy Binstock. Again, she'll be featured here in January. We'll have one more open mic performer before feature time and a lot more performers.